This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. It has been an exciting day. So we are trying to get missions closed. This is the first run since we switched database servers, and there is some kind of deep oddity, and thankfully it's only shown up in one spot that we can see, but it's the spot where we need to build all the files so that everybody can get paid, and there's just some weird stuff happening. So we don't have it fixed yet. Gonna hit it again tomorrow. I'm gonna get started. You know, I told them I'd sign on about 10:30 or so. And we're gonna try to figure out what in the world is going on. But it's, you know, it's one of those things that we have this dashboard that we have, and it has buttons, and we run it, and all that dashboard does is it just hands off to stored procedures to run. And those stored procedures run and do stuff. And for some reason, we're pushing the button, and yeah, it's not doing it. It's just plain not doing it. Yeah, but when we go and run the stored procedures by hand, then everything's fine. Run the final stored procedures by hand, everything is fine. Because the button, when we push it, actually calls a generalized routine that then calls a subroutine, sub-procedure, and then that sub-procedure actually calls the procedure that does the work. But yeah, it's just not getting called. So, yeah. But you know, we're gonna hit it in the morning and see. We try to have the missionaries all paid by the 10th of the month. And the problem this time is that Monday is a bank holiday, so nothing's gonna happen there. Tuesday is the 10th. So if we don't get the file to the bank tomorrow, then the missionaries won't get paid until the 11th, which is not the end of the world, but it ain't great. But we just, at this point, we just have no idea. We worked for 4 hours, chasing and chasing and chasing and chasing, and finally getting down to the point that we realized what was happening. But we still don't know exactly. We've got it isolated to where we kind of know which side of it we're on now. And we've got that honed down, but yeah, it's not happening. So, we'll take another run at it tomorrow, and we'll see what there is. Maybe the guys will just have it all figured out before I even get there, or before I even sign on. That would be great. We'll see. Anyways, so aside from that, all is well. Writing along on the book, I'm on schedule with book 20, so yay. That's good. All set up tomorrow is Mad Hatter Day. So I'm good there. And I'm still working along on, I finished up this week, preparing for two holidays that I'm doing the same costume for, and one is Wear It Pink Day, which is in, this is in 2 weeks, Wear It Pink Day on Friday, and then on Saturday I'm doing The Sweetest Day, same costume, so it'll be fine. But I'm still working along on the Lion King costume, and the Lion King costume, I thought I knew where I was going with the cape, and then I started looking, and then I wasn't sure, and we'll get it figured out. God will be good, everything will be fine, we'll get it figured out. Yeah, but this other thing, I think there's just some minor, small discrepancy between 2016 and 2020 as to how things are calculated. I just don't know. We'll see. So we'll see. Anyways, writing's going good. You know what? I didn't even prepare any notes. Any notes today, because I think to myself, it's, you know, something will come up. Well, something has come up. We are not closed. But God is good, and He is kind, and He will help us through all these things. You know, sometimes when you're in the valley and you're in the midst of it, it's really hard to see
beyond that. Excuse me.
It's really hard to see beyond that, and so you just start spinning in a circle. But, you know, we're going to go home, we're going to get something to rest, and then we're going to look at it tomorrow morning. It was kind of quiet today. We tried a bunch of stuff, and it was still quiet, and it was still, you know, not going, which is a little unusual. You know, usually with the whispers, I can get moved through pretty quickly, finding the problem and going on to the next thing. But this particular one, it's a gnarly little problem. But God understands gnarly little problems as well. And so we may need to do a little research and find out, you know, what is it actually doing and why isn't it working? But we can do that as well. And if we need to work through the weekend, we'll work through the weekend and we can do that as well. And so, you know, we'll just see what we have to do. As of right now, I'm late for getting home to get ready for small groups because you know, I got away from work late. I usually get away from work at 4:30, but anyways, so yeah, almost finished dusting, swept pipe floors, bathroom's almost finished. Okay, so my beloved is saying that she'll run the vacuum before I get home, and then I'll run downstairs and print out a bunch of stuff, and then we'll be good. The fascinating times continue. It's so fascinating to watch things like the Trump trials and to watch commentators on podcasts talking about the whole transgender thing. And like, there was in that transgender thing, apparently there was some conference that was a technology conference that was supposed to just be for women. Well, then of course they had to open it up for women and non-binary people, because they didn't want any men there. Okay, well, that's fine. That's fine. So, you know, the next thing that happens, I mean, as soon as they say, well, yeah, non-binary people too. Well, what is non-binary aside from somebody just saying, I'm non-binary? So apparently a whole bunch of men just signed up as non-binary, and now they're, you know, they're overrunning the conference. And the conference organizers said, well, it seems like some people weren't being truthful when they claimed, you know, their gender designation. Oh, really? Oh, really? They weren't being truthful. That's a shocker. Yeah, someone commented, he said, it was kind of hysterical to see all these men walking around and complaining to other men about the way men were. Which, that's pretty funny, you know? That is pretty funny. Yeah, okay. Couldn't figure out whether somebody was going to turn right or not. But anyways, yeah. So, it's all just very interesting. And I was listening to one podcaster talking about, you know, their term for it was prison, what was it? A prison onset gender dysphoria. I think that's what they called it. Prison onset gender dysphoria. Now what that is, you got a guy who's been convicted of being a rapist, a serial rapist. And in his sentencing hearing, he says, oh yeah, I'm transgender. So I need to be sent to a female prison. And they send him to a female prison. I mean, really? Really? I mean, he's not dressing as a woman. He's not. And the commentator that I heard talking about it came up with, well, they need to dress like a woman for a year, you know, before they should be allowed into that. And I was like, no, what needs to happen is they need to have bottom surgery. At least, if this guy wants to claim that he's a woman and he's a serial rapist and he's going to prison, well, you know what? That would be just fine. But why don't we just go ahead and castrate that guy then? Because that's really what he wants, since he's a woman. We'll just castrate him. And whether or not we give him bottom surgery to, you know, turn his penis into other things, that's fine as well. But at the very least, we should castrate him to protect the women in the prison, because he's claiming to be a woman. And of course, here in the States, we've had that same scenario happen, and the guy in a female prison got two of the women pregnant. I mean, this is just, it's like, oh man. Really? Really? And then, oh, all the stuff that's going on in the House and the House of Representatives. Oh, man. What in the world kind of times are we living in? I do take comfort in the fact that God is on the throne. And he's amazing. And he does his job really well. And everything is going to be fine. You know, so there you go. It's really fascinating. So step at a time. I probably should have made some notes for today, because I'm tired enough that from all that stuff we were doing that, whew, but besides all that, God is still good, and he's still kind, and he's going to help us get this figured out. And at the end of the day, we know the stored procedures that need to run to get all of this stuff put together, and we can do it by hand if we have to. It would be good to figure out why this isn't running so that we, you know, don't have to do this by hand next month. But it's just a matter of, we've got stuff that we're going to have to get worked out. So, anyways, I'm trying to think if there's anything else that happened to be interesting. We ended up, last week, you know, I had mentioned that I wasn't really sure what was going to happen last weekend. As it turns out, my beloved was really interested in just staying home and just chilling out at home. She'd had a big week, and I told her that is just fine. So we did that. That gave me a chance to get caught up on my words for my novel, for the latest, and, you know, do a little costume work. And so it's all good. I've got stuff I can take with me, no matter if we were going or staying. It's all good, because God is good, and He's kind, and everything is wonderful. We are trying out Google TV, Google YouTube TV, and we just did it for a month, so we'll cancel it. But man, there's a lot of stuff to watch on there. Holy cow, you could just spend the rest of your life watching stuff. So we're trying that week. The other thing that I did try out this week is, for those of you in the know, there is a ChatGPT-4 now that's more sophisticated and connected to the internet. And there is also a DALL-E 3, which is an image generation thing. That's really good. And they're available from OpenAI, but they've already been integrated into Bing. Apparently for that $10 billion that Microsoft gave OpenAI, $10 billion. For that, they get to release stuff first. So Bing now has DALL-E 3 connected to it already. And it is already getting its results from ChatGPT-4, which is kind of interesting. And so I wanted to see how the new DALL-E 3 did. So I went out and I just typed in something on the order of steampunk French maid with Gatling gun against a dystopian background, photorealistic. And this thing grinds along for whatever, 30, 45 seconds, and it pops out these four pictures. And it's, you just look at them and go, how in the world? I mean, DALL-E 2 was pretty impressive. DALL-E 3 is even more impressive. And you look at like all the lace filigree in the pictures, because it's a French maid outfit. All the lace filigree looks great. I mean, it's just, it's absolutely ridiculous. The only thing I found that seemed to have some trouble with was fingers. It still has a little trouble with fingers. On one, the fingers were kind of melded together. On another, fairly consistently, when the little steampunk French maid was holding the barrel, you know, she had one hand on the trigger and then had her hand on the barrel of the gun. When she would hold her hand on that barrel, she would end up with six fingers instead of five, because the thumb was hidden, but as the fingers wrapped around the gun, you would end up with five fingers showing wrapped around the gun. So that's a little bit of a problem, but who knows? Maybe that particular maid did have six fingers. You know, I mean, these are the way things go. You never know. But aside from that, you know, it's gorgeous. I mean, they're just gorgeous. And I was talking to my buddy George, and he hadn't tried it yet, so we ran out real quick and tried it, and he put Mastiff in front of a Jeep and stuff, and it does these, and it's just fine. Didn't quite get the make and model of his Jeep correct, because it was a Rubicon and it didn't actually say Rubicon on it. Getting my mail. So that was a little bit of a problem. But, you know, all in all, looked really good. I also had George go out while we were looking, and I had him try out Pi.ai, which if you haven't tried out Pi.ai, it's very interesting. So he signed in, set up with Pi.ai, starts out, and you know, eventually Pi.ai asks him, so do you have any hobbies and that kind of stuff? Well, I go off-roading. Oh, that's really cool. What do you, are you really serious about it? Or do you have your own Jeep or house? And so George, you know, George starts telling her about the Jeep, well, her, the bot. Oh, rats, I hit the wrong button. Hit the wrong button. There we go. Okay, cool. Tells the bot about it, and the bot's very enthusiastic, and always, the bot is very enthusiastic, and it always asks, like, another question to keep you engaged. And he went, wow, okay, for lonely people, this thing would just, I said, yeah, buddy. Yeah, this Pi.ai, Pi.ai, I said, it's just gonna, I mean, for people who need companionship, it will just sit there and talk to them all day long and make conversation and tell them how great they are and how interesting they are. And I mean, it's like, and it already has, you can pick what voice you want. So it already has a couple of three female voices and three male voices. So you can pick whatever you want in that regard. And the female voice that he had picked, it was a really nice lilting female voice, sounded very, and had emphasis, and had, you know, it just has the whole thing. It's just everything is there. Yeah. And so, you can very quickly see how this is going to go, because it's going to take people who are lonely and they're just going to sit in their house all day and they're just going to have conversations with Pi.ai, and then when they get out into the real world, they're going to wonder why people in the real world aren't nearly as interesting to talk to as the people are from Pi.ai. So, you know, it's a brave new world. And I'm sure Pi.ai has its own theories about how it should answer questions. That was one interesting also thing from this podcaster that I was listening to, because they were talking about ChatGPT and how it was biased. And they were saying that they had heard that it doesn't say nice things about Trump. And so they actually went out and asked it about Trump. And it provided this extremely neutral answer. I mean, it was a very diplomatic answer about, you know, Trump certainly has a lot of energy and there's a lot of people that really like him for that. And there, other people have other opinions, and he implemented a number of policies when he was president that seemed to be beneficial. But there were other people who didn't like this. And, you know, and I mean, it was very impressive. It cut right down the middle. So maybe they've been working on that with ChatGPT as well, trying to get it to be, you know, a little more balanced. Anyways, I am home. I got stuff I got to print out, yada, 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 things to do before small groups. So I'm just going to sign this off. Sorry, I didn't have any notes. I really did not expect the day to go as it has gone. But this is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.